Sirens Unbound, Book One of the Fifth Mage War by Laura Engelhart. Narrated by Brandi Hussa, with epigrams read by the author.
Prologue, 30 years before. In the wake of the Iron Age, Aphrodite created sirens for the primary purpose of preventing Fey extinction. Sirens are self-replicating constructs who serve as a kind of magical battery. They harvest human fertility and desire, store that power internally, then transmit it to the Fae. It is only through siren intervention that the Fae are able to reproduce in our iron-poisoned world. Indeed, siren intervention is sometimes the only thing that will prevent a fairy from fading. Sirens, an overview for the newly transitioned, 3rd edition, 2015, by Mira Bant, The Atlantic.
Marisol's perennial lightness seemed somewhat forced when she pulled Cordelia aside as the group alighted on Yorkshire's drab shoreline.
Now, Cordelia, this will be but a brief visit. Just remember, once you've attended the Eoshi this time, no one will be able to gainsay you on the basis of immaturity. They'll be forced to acknowledge you as precocious, and within the next decade you'll have a place beside me at court. All you have to do is get through the next few days.
Marisol's encouragement actually made Cordelia even more anxious. Her progenitor had known about the junior expedition for months, but had never mentioned the possibility that Cordelia might be included. Had she known, she would have accepted Marisol's offer to shepherd her through her first attempt at fertility transfer at one of the smaller Fae preserves in the States. But Cordelia had been enjoying her freedom in Atlantis too much to risk encountering her mother in the U.S. Her mother always said it was useless to look back, so Cordelia plastered on a bright smile and nodded. Marisol's eyes twinkled, and the faint lines of tension on her forehead smoothed out. She squeezed Cordelia's hand.
"Oh, you'll be perfect," she promised.
Courtier Vincent led the dozen young sirens off the narrow sandy beach up the trail that led to the plateau marking the entrance to the North York Moors Fae Preserve. Sirens had a natural resistance to Fae magics, so whatever spells had been cast to encourage humans to keep their distance didn't hinder the group's progress. Nevertheless, as Cordelia crossed the grassy plain into the forest beyond, she felt a slight stickiness on her arms and face, almost as if she had walked through a cobweb. The others seemed to be facing the same thing, because they brushed at their faces and arms as well, though they didn't seem bothered by the sensation. Cordelia heard laughter, but when she turned, there was no one there. While the Fae, and the Seelie in particular, were known to enjoy games and mischief with humans, she wondered how much truth there was to the stories of the Eoshi's dark humor. All Fae were dependent on sirens to combat their iron sickness, but the Eoshi especially. After the Third Mage War, almost 200,000 Fae had been imprisoned in North Yorkshire. When the Mage Cabal abandoned England in the 19th century, they had called iron to the surface of the soil, ensuring the Eoshi would remain confined by the constant drain on their strength. Now this group of Fae needed the sirens for their daily survival. "How the Eoshi must hate us," Cordelia thought and shivered. It was summer, so it wasn't cold, but somehow the dim light of the forest reminded Cordelia of the winter sun, bland and dull. You couldn't even see the sky beyond the thick canopy of foliage. At least the iron didn't sicken the trees.
"I think we will find a dryad for you, Cordelia," Marisol remarked from behind.
She huffed a little as she tried to keep up with the faster pace Vincent had set. Cordelia slowed so she could walk next to Marisol.
"Dryads are fairly gentle and totally attached to their trees. They don't play like the Seelie. But I'm not sure you're ready to play games with the Fae just yet."
Marisol sounded anxious again. A little late to be worrying now, Cordelia thought. She consciously strove to recall the lessons from her mother's textbook. The Fae need sirens. No Fae has ever hurt a siren. But her mother had also cautioned her that what the Fae viewed as hurtful was quite different from what sirens considered hurtful. The Fae were immortal, after all.